This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. AAA Colorado predicts nearly a million Coloradans will travel this Thanksgiving holiday. That's close to pre-pandemic levels. Airports are expected to be busiest on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Roads will likely be busiest on Wednesday afternoon and evening. AAA recommended driving early in the morning or the evening hours to avoid the busiest traffic. A Spanish company wants to expand Interstate 25 between Longmont and the northern edge of the Denver Metro. Rotis says it can add a toll lane and make other upgrades to that section of the congested highway. It says toll revenue would cover its costs and it could start construction by 2025. But CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu is skeptical.
You know, but every proposal brought to the government by a private company does not automatically, you know, make the most sense for taxpayers.
Liu says her department will vet the company's proposal. One of the University of Colorado's regents resigned last week in the middle of his six-year term. Chance Hill, a Colorado Springs Republican, says he's moving out of state for a job so that he can better provide for his family. Hill's parents died earlier this year, and he said in a statement their deaths reminded him of the importance of putting his family first. Governor Jared Polis will appoint someone to fill the vacancy. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm glad you could be with us during what may be your lunch break today. We'll kick off 2 hours of Here and Now in just a couple of minutes. Today is the penultimate week of November, and we all know that Black Friday tends to mark the start of holiday shopping. I got all my shopping done last week, but if you haven't, you might want to get a move on. In half an hour, we'll hear what you can expect this season, given the supply chain issues we're seeing globally. The Front Range is set to see lots of sunshine today, maybe a few clouds here and there, depending on where you are. There's lots to come. Stick around.